We're holding Siman Reish and Gimel, Sif Hei. And we did, the first halacha was putting on top of Kleris Kamen. We saw that Bir halacha before. Now we're holding still in the Shulchan Aruch, two lines in, where the Mishabura, the Siyun from Mishabura, Siv Katan Pei Cheses. Avalahat Mintachas HaBegodim HaNasunim HaGabi Mecham, Mecham is Bari is Osir. So Hatman is Osir, insulating something, and we're going to see later on that the halacha is that hatmana is usur in one or two ways: hatmana from before Shabbos and something which is moisef hevel, and hatmana on Shabbos even something which is just not moisef hevel but just is, just keeps the hevel, it's mekayim the hevel, it's moikim hevel. If you have this interesting question which we're talking about, let's say I have a situation where I have something on the fire and I want to insulate it totally. So I have a blech, and I put a pot on top of the blech, so there's a heat source underneath, and then I want to totally insulate the pot, so that no heat can, that the heat will not escape. So that's also even from before Shabbos, because over there, you're insulating it, and it's adding heat. It's even though the insulation itself is not what's adding the heat, it's the combination of the fact that there's a fire beneath it with insulation, which is adding heat to it, as opposed to just maintaining the heat. So that's also even from before Shabbos.
So why don't you wrap it up in something which will not admit the asbestos or something like that?
I mean, I my understanding of the asbestos will doesn't prevent heat from.
If there's suppose it is something terrible that we can have to
heat from. So I don't know. We probably have to see understand that. My assumption would be it would still be usur, as long as it looks like a standard type of material that you're wrapping in, even though it has some space properties that it blocks heat or something like that. But I'm not sure. Okay. But on Shabbos, even in the case where it's just maintaining the heat, it's still usur. So I want to take this I want to put a kedera on top of another kedera. So that's going to be mutter, but I can't do it if the first kedera is under blankets. I can't put the second pot in there under the blankets as well. I'd be doing hatmana on Shabbos. Varios. V'uadin she'asu l'anichal gabikira afilu grufa b'ketumah l'aytira el chazar kedera she'nispire. So I took this. I want to take a. Again, remember, this is a case where I want to take a pot which is not on the fire and put it onto some type of way to warm it. So the first example we gave was there's pot A on the fire with food inside of it. It's warming on the fire, and I want to take pot B and put that on top of pot A. So we said that was mutter. That's mutter. But to put it directly onto the kira, that I can't do. I would need the tenoi chazora, which includes that I've taken it off from somewhere. I'm just putting it back. Here I'm taking it from the fridge and putting it, and that's going to be also. Okay. Fine. So that's that point. Now he's going to give a case, which we're going to be. There is yesh materium. Yesh materium lita in the secha taner sha'ofa by mi b'yam. You heated the oven. You baked inside of there from before Shabbos, and then you did not do anything to that the fire should be maintained going into Shabbos. The point is the fire is going to peter out, etc. So even though you haven't been garifit and kaitzimit, but the point is you haven't really maintained the fire, and the plan will be the fire is going to go out. So some argue that that's not like, if the whole chashash over here is that you're trying to keep it warm and you might stir the coals, obviously putting it into an oven, which is clearly petering out, you're not going to come to stir the coals. And therefore there's some people which are not to that. The miachar shalimina by rak ofa by mevayam, you didn't. Over here, lashon hatmana doesn't necessarily mean insulating. It just means that the fact that you didn't put any pots inside of there earlier, going into Shabbos with the goal of trying to maintain that heat, you just let it go out. Now on Shabbos, you want to take this pot, which is fully cooked, and it's still hot, we're not worried about any bishul issues, and put it into this oven to keep the heat for that period of time as long as the oven is still warm. So we could argue that the fact that you have not put anything into the oven from before Shabbos indicates that you don't mind if the fire should go out. So she mutter l'nisha barak hevel ma'at ben lochish l'bishul. L'vashlo nisam l'gamri, obviously it has to be that the pot is still warm. But v'yesh v'chirim is that It's definitely there's that machmirim. Zok the Ramavim achem kolkach shayat b'tano shayat zlatus boy osir. If the oven is hot enough that it will heat the food to yatsa lettuce boy, so then it's also. Now the Mishabura changes the word over here, the word vi'im to she'im. It's not a new case. It's v'yeshachir mezeh, because if it's hot enough that it'll be reach yatsa lettuce boy, it's also. That's the machmir. Because if it's less than that temperature, nobody argues that it's usr. It's b'chal, it's not a heat source anymore. So why would there be machmirim in the case where it's not yatzaletas boy? So the case has to be a case of yatzaletas boy. So what are the two cases? Some are machmir, and if it's yatzaletas boy, it's more chomer. Obviously, the case of machmirim is in the case of yatzaletas boy. V'ayin l'kamom n'sim n'shen yudches. Let's see Mishabura up to this point. So look at Mishabura, some cotton pei ches. I'm sorry.
What's the difference between the ve'im and the she'im?
If it's ve'im with a vav, means it's two different cases. So there's case A, and if it's this, case B, then it's for sure it's aser. Now, what's case A and what's case B? Case B, it says clearly, it says if it's yatzeletus bo. So it means the case A is what? It's not yatzeletus bo, so why would it be machmer? If it's not yatzeletus bo, why should somebody be machmer? So it has to be that it's not two cases, it's one case. Some people are machmer because if it's true that it's Hayatzaletas boy, it's a problem. That's how you read it. Peches. Avol hatmin tachas begonim, which are put on the top of the mechem, is definitely awesome. But to learn, the kederes chamin or mechem, how you mechusim ilamala begonim. You have a kederes chamin is a pot with hot food in it. Mechem was that they used to heat hot water. They would heat water in it. So it refers to as a mechem. How you mechusim ilamala begonim. So either one of these things, you from before Shabbos, you had heated it, and then you cover it over with blankets or something of that sort to keep it warm. You can't take the example the Shulchan Aruch gave was the pandish, which is this fully cooked food, solid, no problem with bishul, and you want to warm it up on Shabbos. You can't put it under the blankets to warm. The caramel on the also lahatmin b'Shabbos, I feel with tavshul shumavushul kol tzarchoi v'cham. You're not allowed to be mouthing on Shabbos, even though the food is fully cooked, even though the food is still warm. I feel a davar shein must have helped, even though the hot manna has done something which doesn't add heat, it just maintains heat. It's still also to do hot manna, to start a hot manna process on Shabbos. Okay. And then it said it's also to put it on top of the kira, unless you meet the conditions of, even though it's group of ketumah, because the only hetzer is chazora, and this is not chazora, this is a new act of placing. So this is to put something new on the fire on Shabbos, even though it's still hot, and it's fully cooked, and it's even mitzamek word alloy. You cannot do it. The only thing which is mutter is to put it back. And this is an isser nada because of shem yechata. Remember, we discussed there's two potential isserim over here. One is because shem yechata. One is because it mechzikim avashol. So taking a pot which is not on the fire, putting it on the fire, looks like you're cooking. So Chazal asked it because of Metzim Kimavash. Okay. Some people were matter to put inside of the oven. Tzadi, Litin Tzok, Hainu. Shenoysa b'Shabbos b'Boker, b'Sechat Taner, you're putting into the oven, which still has warmth in it, a Tavshul Shenis Bashal, a fully cooked food, you put it in there, Kadesh Yizcham, and it should warm up. So we said before, to put inside of the oven or inside of the kira is aser. Even though you meet the criteria of chazorah, then a mutter rak al gabo, the hetter is only to put it on top. You didn't put any food into Shabbos. You used it before Shabbos, and then you let it go because you're not trying to keep any food in there. Same with the mokar rachaim muut. It's only a little bit of warmth the next day. Veinir kamavash like it is. It doesn't look like bishul. Umashva. We could then infer dimhoya tamen by chamin be'erev. If you had put food in there from before Shabbos, the nafash have the taner, or you also lit by beberka tavshan nishbal shel kredis chamim. Then you cannot put something in on the Shabbos day to warm up, because you put in the food from before Shabbos. Obviously, you tried to, in that situation, to maintain the heat as best as possible. So then we're afraid that there's not just going to be a little bit of heat in the next morning. There's going to be more than that. Okay. Now, because the hula kol, but this is all according to the opinion of the kol, but that we don't do chazor inside of a tanner. Abu Darki Moshe became Ramal Yobas at Beis, but go mukha the noigam lahokal lahaks and the tanner, but call Gavni, as Rashaim saw him the Tavil Hachmer. The Ramal said, we do chazor Tavil Hachmer, but Tavil Hachmer. But over here, we're beyond that. We're not doing chazor, we're doing the scene of the Chachila. So it doesn't help me that we do chazor techataner. So you're just clarifying that, you know, this lashon over here that you can't. This would be also in the case of the melachaber according to the kol, but even if you took it from another off of another fire, you can't put it into this place. According to Akimoshi, that would be motu.
What?
According to the call boy, that you cannot do chazara inside of a tanner, even if I took it off of a fire, I can't put it back into the oven. Lagamri, it can't be that it's fully cooled. Dima hayatav shom insan lagamri kamelon deyesh bishul mishum bishul the also la nicha fill the tanner kazeh shemir yigil apitav shayir achiyir yatzlat his boy. So we pass in yesh bishul achir bishul once it's cooled off, and therefore, if it's Nisan Lagarmi, you have a problem of it might get to a bishul issue that'll heat up the Yatza lettuce boy. Then he says,
if it's Nitzan in Lagarmi.
If it's Nitzan Lagarmi. Now, the Bir Halacha adds a point. I'm not going to do the Bir Halacha inside. I just want to add the Bir Halacha adds a point. That issue that we discussed, Nitzan Lagamri, not Nitzan Lagamri, is an issue that's talking about it's something which has liquid in it. By a dry item, even once it's fully cooked, even though it cools off totally, there's no bishul anymore. So comes the Mogan Rabbah over here and says, but in regards to this issue, even if it's a case of it's a dry item, so there's no bishul, it's still going to create a problem of chazara. Because once it's fully cooled off, so then it's not considered chazor anymore, it's considered nunasina. Because that original placement, which had been on the fire, which you had kept on the fire from the beginning of Shabbos, clearly has ended. Haraya, there's no warmth anymore left from that. So that's what we look at it. That effectively ends the original shehiyah, and now you're not doing chazorah, you're doing the sin l'chadchila. So the sin of chachila, even if you tell me it's mutter the teich hatana, but it's only chazar is mutter, not if it's the sin of chachila. So this nitzan legamri will play a role of being problematic, even if it's a fully dry item. That's the point in the Bir Halacha. Sati brings from the Magen of Ram. And he holds that this is a new halacha, which is not clear in the Shulchan Aruch such a din. He may say possibly that the Bir disagrees with that. And he feels that the pshat like the Gra is, it seems to be more correct. And he wants to answer the Magen Ram's kasha. The Maaseh, the Poskim Archosh is for the Magen of Ram. So even if it's a solid and it's dry, we are worried that if it's fully cooled, it's considered a new nesina, not a continuation of the previous nesina.
So that would mean that the isur is at the point you put it back, even before it heats up. Because it's not really an isur of bishul, it's an isur of chazara.
Right, because this was the next mesikim of ashul.
Right, so in a sense it's even more chum, right? Right, the visa is at the moment that you put it back on.
Correct.
If it's right to become.
Well, either way, that's a good point. I'm saying, if the Kohen Magen Ram, I'm sure that's true. And even according to the way the Gra learns, the problem is a visual problem. And it's ultimately, but Chazal Asher putting it there because it might get to the temperature which will be visual. So you can't put it there with intent to take it off before it heats too much. Uh-huh. Okay. Then we said in Sani Beis, some people are machmer. Time of the Chazor, the Sechatana, Loyal Moser, Bainim, Achayim, Shabbatana, Rav, Ma'atz, Lanotachom, and Dereim, Lashurim. One thing said you can't do inside of an oven, you can't do inside of an oven. Well, that's not so hot in this oven. I'm sorry, you still can't do inside of an oven. Again, according to the Ramah said in Siv Beis, that some people are makel to do Chazor, Techatana, so over here also. But if you hold that you can't do Chazor, Techatana, the fact that it has very minimal heat is irrelevant. That's what they hold. But if the temperature in the oven went below Yatza lettuce boy, so that's not considered a heated oven anymore. So that's not a functioning tanner for our purposes. In the definition of Yatza lettuce boy over here, doesn't mean that the place where you... There's two yatz lettuce boys over here. There's one yatz lettuce boy. The heat, the temperature of the fire is yatz lettuce boy, and one is that the fire is hot enough that it can heat the food to yatz lettuce boy. If the food can't get to yatz lettuce boy, even though the fire is yatz lettuce boy, you could have that. If it's just borderline, it's not going to have the power to heat the food through the walls of the metal pot, etc., to the point of yatz lettuce boy, would not be considered a functioning tanner either. So the main definition of yatz lettuce boy is not that. You are going to react to the fire. It's that the food inside of the pot will react to the fire to the point of the yatz lettuce boy. Then he said, "Ve'imachayim." You said again, "Tzarklam she'imachayim." The lavachi filo yesh machmirim shor b'chein nesosim ramal yel b'sev sif beis ba'go. So if the temperature is below yatz lettuce boy, so then nobody's machmir to put it in. They bring over here. And the most additional, the discussion of the blech. Right? So in the blech, the Moshe Zatzel held there were three places on the blech. So let's say you put a blech up and you have a fire in one under only one usually covers all four burners, and you have one burner which is on. So there's directly over the fire. There's an area where it's not directly over the fire, but the heat of the fire is strong enough that the metal of the blech is heating enough that if you put food there, the food would heat the yatz lettuce boy. And then there's a place which is so far away from where the fire is that food over there is not going to warm the yatz lettuce boy. So Marsha holds that third area is not considered any dinim on it. It's not considered a makam of the chazara, shehiya, or nasina. So you could take something out from the fridge and put it on that pot in the spot on the blech. Where if you leave food there, it will not heat the yatz lettuce boy. Or Moshe holds you're allowed to take out of the fridge and put there on Shabbos morning to warm up. It's not going to get yatz lettuce boy, so it's not a place you cook. So the history is Mexican Mavasho. There's no thing in Mexican Mavasho in a place which can't heat the yatz lettuce boy.
How do you test it out?
Very carefully.
Very carefully, right.
You have to touch it.
How do you test it out? First of all, you know, women have asbestos hands, so you have your wife do it, right?
You know, that's other than that, you make a lot of them.
Right? So you trust your
asbestos hands?
Yeah, they're used to touching hot pots. It doesn't affect them as much. I couldn't touch my shriga la shalom. You know, she would take burning points.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, like mommy, like you know, her hands they must burn out every single one of the nerve endings out of there, yeah, off the hand. You know. Yeah, so lettuce.
I haven't thought about that, but it's probably true.
What?
I've noticed that, and yeah. I've never understood it.
They know exactly. Believe me, the women can tell you exactly where they can heat a pot will get heated, or where a pot will get heated. They know what they're doing on the blech.
Oh.
Right. So that's what Moshe held, that you know, even though it's on the blech, it's not called on the blech. He did say the second area is considered where a pot, even though it's not on the fire, if the pot will warm there in that spot, so yatz lettuce, well, that's called on the blech. So the halachas of shehiya and chazara and the sina, all these halachas would apply over there. The only difference between that area and the area directly over the fire is a halacha which will come up at the end of the siman shen yuches. So you'll remind me when I get to the siman yuches to point it out. Okay? And if you forget, that's your responsibility. Fine. Now the Ramah continues and says like this. Back in the Ramah, She'osu lasas midvorim elu, osu lermelen yehudi lasas. Okay, so these isurim not only apply to a Jew to do it, you cannot have a non-Jew do these things for you either. Now, this is a Kiddush, Kalitza Durabonans, and we'll see in certain areas that having hot food for Shabbos is considered a mitzvah. So we should argue it's a shus, to make a mitzvah. Having a mir l'akum to do these actions of Shi and Chazorah, the tzarach the mitzvah of having hot food for Shabbos, l'chara should be mutter, right? But we're going to say that's not true. And the question is why? Why is it not true? So one argument you see from the Gemara in Shabbos that regards to Shehi and Chazorah, the Chum were more machmir, because otherwise these halachas would not be kept, and these are areas of halacha which were commonly in place because of the concern of people focusing on food and being with Chalal Shabbos. So they were more machmir, these are abundance. They said, you know, we're going to have to maintain these even in the face of, we saw certain cases, you know, a person over Vishal, but you, normally by the Rabbanans, you don't say Maaseh Shabbos is also B'di'evit. Over here, Maaseh Shabbos, a person did it on B'di'evit, the food is also. Right? So we're it's more chomer, so in regards to Mir Lakim, is also more chomer. The Chazanish has a different approach. Chazanish says that this over here is not the action, it's the state of being. The Chazal don't want this pot on the fire in a case where Shehi is also. So you put it there before Shabbos. So I'm not doing any more. This is not the Maisa. This is the state of being. So Goy puts it there instead. Shkayach. The problem is not the pudding. The problem is the being. So I don't care who put it there. Right? So and then he says, it's that Vaita. That's true by Shehiyah. Clearly that's true by Shehiyah because you put it there before Shabbos. Right? The cases of Hatmona by Moshe held before Shabbos. The problem is not the pudding. You put it there before Shabbos. The problem is being is the problem. But even by Chazorah, which that's done on Shabbos, which we say, okay, over there the problem is the putting it back. No, the problem is putting it back and it being there on the fire. So even if the guy does the part of putting it back, but once it's there on the fire because of what you want, then that's going to be problematic. So the Chazanish has a different approach. So that's why Mir Lakim is irrelevant in these cases. He can't tell a goy to take a pot, even if it's fully cooked, etc. You want him to warm it up because there's no problem of because it's going to be a problem of Amir La'akum on this case. And we also can't also la'akloy afil in its son. And if he did do it, you can't eat it. When it's warm, you can't eat it because you're benefiting from what he did. But even if it cools off afterwards, we're gonna say that we give you a kanas and you cannot use this food anymore. That food is omnon imon yitzana kolkach. If the food has not cooled off totally, shadayin ruim lechol. The food is still considered a warm food. That people would consider this that they're having warm food. So then, really, according to Ramo, there's no bishul. There's no issue of bishuls in that situation because it's still warm. It's fully cooked and it's still warm. And then the goys benefit from taking it to warm to hotter. That's not considered significant. Therefore, imchimim oisohen yehudim mutarim lechol. Even if the goy heated it, it's mutter because it was. They're not really adding a significant amount of heat over here. Even though you prefer that it's warmer, but that's b'di'evit mutter. They would put the pots in their ovens before Shabbos. They would seal the ovens. They would close off the ovens, and they would. So Loshon Ratmon doesn't mean insulating; it means keeping it protected inside of the oven from before Shabbos. They would take it out Shabbos morning. Well, they wouldn't put it back inside, but they would have the garbage machine or some etzel tanner base acharif. Oyalob, and then they would take it from the oven where you had cooked it to the oven which was used to warm the home, warm the house. If they said the two different ones, so they would take that pot. The goy would now take it and put it by the house oven, either next to it or on top of it. Maveras hashifcha achakach atanarahu. So the lochas we're going to see later on that even though Amir La'akum is also in the Raisa, but the Tzarech HaKhel, it's Mutter. And cold is considered something which people are considered would have a dinner being ill. So they're allowed to have the goy heat, you know, make a fire on Shabbos to maintain the heat in the house. So this oven is cooling off. You put this pot there, and then the goy goes and makes a fire, and you have a nice hot pot. So starting the fire to warm your home, mir lakum, you shouldn't become a chayla. Kol chayla mitzol sina. Everybody's considered a chayla when it comes to sina. No problem. But he's also cooking your pot for you, or warming your pot for you. Well, the answer is because the pot had not cooled off totally. So then you can have the goy do that. The pots get boiling hot again. That's going to be mutter. However, to have the Yisrael put the pot there, and then the goy light the fire, even though the Yisrael said, "Listen, I'm putting the pot there. There's no fire there yet, or the fire which is there from before Shabbos in the stove has cooled off." And say overnight they would go to bed and they would let it. You know, they would get under their quilts and they would, you know, sleep and the house was cold. In the early morning, the shifcha would come and, you know, and light the fire and heat up the house. So the Jew puts the pot there, it gets shlofen, and the shifcha comes in the morning, right? So everything is wonderful. If the pot hadn't cooled off totally, right? So even that you can't do. So why can't you do that? The Jew is not doing anything. When he puts the pot there, the oven is not hot. Because there's a case in Bishul. Let's change the scenario. Case in Bishul. So the runner level, the riser level. Okay. So the Mora says, okay, five people come along. Number one puts the pot down. Number two puts the water in. Number three puts the food in. Number four lights the fire. So of course, number four is chayiv. But the first three are not allowed to do it either, if that's part of the deal. So, Mirabona, the Jew can't be the one who puts the pot and then the guy lights the fire. It'll be the same problem. There is a dying common, but it's talking about the case where the pots had not, only that had cooled. But according to our argument, in the case where the pots were still warm, Mutul and Yimidim Eitzel Ataner, Beis HaKharif, the Jew could put it next to the oven, because that's not considered putting on top of the oven, which is a place to cook. It's smicha. We said it's over smicha. It was mutter. We said before, even though the oven is clearly not gruva ketumah, you have a fire when they're going. But since you're not putting it on top, you're putting it next to it. So by a taner, smicha is oser. By kira, smicha is mutter. And our taners have a din like a kira. Okay, karnis bar liel. Shnogel l'hokal v'chazorah. B'shabbos afil hinichal gabi karko. And this is true now. We're makel, even though you put it down, as long as you took it off. So this really is a new thought. You know, let's hold that last thought. Ukvar is like a new thing. It's not, even though it's a new point. Let's say the Mishnah Berurah till now, or at least start the Mishnah Berurah till now. Okay, we're holding Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Sadi Dalad. So he said, whatever which is also to do, you can't have a goy do it for you either. Hana fil devarim she'enam behem rak isid rabbonon. Even though it's only isid rabbonon, we can't have the goy do it for you. Is it isid any who amir lakim even any isid rabbonon? Okay. Even if the goy is not putting it directly onto the fire or the kira, the shubay mezem mishum isa chazora. So it's not a problem of chazora. Avol became. We have this other problem. Also mishum isa bishul kimish isan legarment. In the case where it's totally cooled, you have a bishul problem. Kamashin kos mishum mishin yeches setal b'sep tezvav ba'go ayinsha. Komok. So the problem here is Bishul, but behold, ain't Bishul like a Bishul. So as long as you don't do it in a way where there's a problem of shira chazora, which is the case that we were putting it like far enough away that it's not considered an act of chazora, which would be a problem if it's cooled, totally cooled. The only problem is bishul. There's mekilim that a Jew can do it. It's not considered bishul anymore. It's fully cooked. And ain't bishul achar bishul. So fine. So ain't bishul achar bishul for a Jew to put it besmicha in a place where I get the yatzah lettuce by. I have a pot which is fully cooked, liquid, fully cooked. Nisan lagamri. So if you hold ain't bishul achar bishul, there's no problem with bishul anymore. It's fully cooked. I want to put it not on the fire, but near the fire. So if that's not a malkum bishul, so there's no problem with dinish shir or chazara. I'm allowed to do the same lechav tila. What's wrong with bishul? There's no bishul. So we pass it. No, we're marked. We say yesh bishul like a bishul, unless it's still warm. But there are definitely rishayim who held ain bishul like a bishul. So you can't tell them b'diyev when the guy did it. It's aser. You have what to say that you know it's mutter for yisrael to do it. Of course, because shom esif tezva b'alko. Okay, so you can't have it, if you did it, it's also to eat it, even if the pot cools off afterwards. Once the pot cools off afterwards, what do you have out of it? You don't get anything out of it. If you didn't listen to the Chachamim and you told the guy to do it, and the guy did a malacha because of you, you're not going to see this food till after Shabbos. That's going to be the beginning of the Knas. Okay. Take a little bit of the Shartzin in Sarivov. He says, but if this, however, in the scenario which I told you, the guy puts it near the fire, Bidiyavu is going to be mutter because ain bishul achar bishul, but that's if you're dealing with only the problem of the bishul. But you put it on the fire, you have a problem with chazara. He put it on the fire without having tonight chazara. It was a noon asina on Shabbos. It wasn't returning. It was a noon asina. You had a goy do it for you. So you put it that was clearly also you had a goy do chazara for you. So Bidiyavu it's also. Also Bidiyavu asal yirein and Yehudi. After that, who rakish the rabbanon. So it's a chorus of the rabbanon. So what's b'di evet? Do you mutter? No, ain lechalak b'zev. Kim shun hanam mikufa malacha shasay in Yehudi. Can't cause the prima gadam. Prima gadam says that even by yisad the rabbanon, if you're directly benefiting, it's aser. Okay, here's going to grow. But you're the dinner there. Yisad the rabbanon al yirei in Yehudi aser b'di evet. Duloy kemash mimogan aram. That's the mordechai lahat the b'di evet yisad the rabbanon al yirei in Yehudi. The mimogan aram learns based on the mordechai that b'di evet is mutter. So the Gro, no, we don't pass him like that. And so the Rebbe, we don't pass him like that. Let's just finish up the Sifkat and Sarivov. V'im Osa and Yehudi came me'atzmoy. B'shil Yisrael. The Jew didn't tell him to do it. The guy did it on his own because he knows the Jews like hot food and he wanted to do a favor for the guy. Okay? Sure, that will turn. Then you can't eat from it when it's warm because he did that. He did a malacha for Jew, but then we're not going to give a kenas. He didn't ask them to do it, so there's no reason why he can't eat b'tzoinen. Can live kol kamine l'asa yisrael miyim yisrael areyu tzarklim kuzbiyara. But the Jew sees the guy doing it, the Jew has to stop it. Okay, let's hold it here. Tomorrow night.